Everybody, well, we're here again for another wonderful evening. Go to the light shift tonight. We'll go probably about the last quarter here of the show here. So let's start off with clearing your energies of trauma and stuff that you may have had accumulated throughout the week. If you haven't been on the previous program, we do that almost in every show, but maybe you got something today. So here we go. Think of your emotional situation, charge, trauma, and we'll release it. So releasing that for you right now as you think of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, if you don't think of it, typically nothing's going to happen to you when I do these sample clearings. And remember, when you think of it, what do you use in your mind? So if you're in your heart, you wouldn't have any of these things. It wouldn't even exist. But when you think of it in your mind, then that's where it resides, and you got it stored in you. Let's do a clearing here for the day today. So it's February, which is the 2, 22nd, 2014. Let's clear the twos out. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then let's do some alien oxygen, get rid of that code. That's a free clearing also on the drop-down box on the left side of the website. If you want to go there, you can check it out. It's under free sample clearings. And here we go, oxygen code removal from the alien, putting different things in it for us. Here we go. So we use the word stronger to release this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And just to see how that's working for you. And one more time, stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll energize the light beam, so bring that up on your monitor screen. And here we go, light beam, activation. Oh man, that oxygen stuff is running through me here. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, that feels pretty good. So we'll bring on Kathy here. So Kathy, are you out there?
Oh, yeah. I'm enjoying that alien oxygen code removal clearing. Thank you, Ron. I think we all kind of could benefit from that, with what's been going on in the weather and the air lately. And also, that was really a good clearing, the 4 twos in a row. Wow. That doesn't happen very often, but I felt that lift off of me as well. And so welcome, everyone. This is Creation Lightship Healing on Saturday night, February 22nd, 2014. We're on Station 2 with Ron Amatron. And I'll be watching the fast chat, the BBS user-friendly fast chat for your comments or questions. And if you do have a question for Ron that I can read, please do put a couple of question marks behind it so I can distinguish it from the other comments and questions. It will just help me a lot. Thanks. And before we get started, just a few announcements. I just want to remind everyone, too, that tomorrow, Sunday, February 23rd, is the last of the month's physical body rejuvenation intensive, which will begin at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And we always suggest you call in about 7 minutes prior if you can, and also have water ready for light code activation. Ron does a lot of clearing and code activation for facial misting water. He puts light codes in glasses of water for us to drink during the entire 8 hours. And also he activates 7 bottles or gallons, if you have, of water for one for each day of the week or the entire week. And then at the end, he activates foot water or bath water. So there's a lot of water involved because water is about the essence of life, just like the oxygen he just cleared for us. So that's a really great time on these intensives. And if you ever want to plan ahead, please do consult the creationlightship.com website. The March calendar is up, and then the physical body rejuvenation intensives will resume on Saturday, March 8th, and then continue for the next 3 consecutive Sundays. And these are 8 hours on the Sundays, and you may attend as a registered absentee. Lots of people call in, then hang up, then call back in, then hang up, and it's okay. You still get the benefits of the healing. But the intensives are really designed for ascension preparation. They clear the body's temples of alien parasites and the densities and decay that the parasites leave and that are residing within where our spirit should be. Ron will give us a sample of that tonight when we go to the Creation Light Chip on our Saturday Night Live visit toward the latter part of this hour. These are always great and appreciated because it's very important, as Ron always tells us, to heal by cleaning out our bodies so that we can also heal our spirit. So tonight, Ron has arranged a sponsor, and her name is Janice. So I'll say hello to her now. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi,
Ron.
Hi.
Janice is a long-time listener, and you might recognize her from the Fast Chat. She's called in several times, she has shared many testimonies and her experiences. So tonight's dedicated to her, and she will be discussing her particular concerns and interests with Ron. Janice, how long have you been listening to Creation Lightship?
Well, actually, I was excited about sponsoring because this is my 3rd year, actually this month, and so I wanted to celebrate with everybody and share a show.
3rd year, great.
I'm getting an echo on my phone. Do you guys hear it?
No, I don't hear an echo. You sound fine to me. How about you, Ron?
Everything's good here.
Okay, great. So,
going, Janice, what have you noticed about yourself when you've, now that 3 years have passed, how about just maybe you could briefly describe what you've noticed about your reactions when a shift happens, as they say?
Okay. Is it okay if I kind of, start from the beginning? Because I kind of, went back and got some things that I was remembering when I first started.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I've... Okay. Go ahead.
All righty. I was invited to listen to a VBS radio show by another person. Of course, it was The Light of the Darkness, but, I did not resonate with that person. And so I was just looking on the schedule at the BBS, and I saw this person with 2 birds on his shoulder. I thought, wow, I got to listen. So, naturally my spirit drew me right to Ron. And, I have to say, I listened, and I listened at first, and, I heard the words, and I was like, probably everybody else, oh, my goodness, what was this information? It was like, my reactions was what, everything that I was doing all these years was wrong, So, I left my church that, you know, my family I was born into, because I felt that was wrong. It never resonated with me. So, you know, I was on this search, and I was, you know, hooking myself up to all these different modalities. I went back to school to become a massage therapist when I was, like, 40. And, you know, all I could think of was, boy, I have to recreate myself again, you know, after, you know, letting go of everything that I was learning and picking up and going to workshops and becoming a healing touch practitioner. You know, I had to let all that go when I started learning the information that Ron was talking about, but it all felt so right. And it was all like, you know, when I looked at the website and knew, I saw those words, you know, welcome home, you are home, I truly felt like I found it. So, you know, naturally, though, I was going through a really terrible alien setup, you know, really terrible time in my life. So I had to, you know, I didn't work for like a year and a half, had no money. I don't really want to go back into all the darkness that I was into, but, you know, I had more than one foot into the grave. You know, I think I was at my last barcode when I met Ron. So I dug up $20. I got on a conference call, and I remember Ron was traveling, and I never was on a conference call before. I had no idea what to expect. And so, you know, I was thinking, oh, you know, what am I doing? And Ron says, well, they're going to be working on your feet now. And I literally felt something grab my toes, my feet, and, you know, pulling at them, you know, and I heard this crack and crackle, you know, and my whole foot shifted into alignment. And I thought, wow, this is wonderful. I mean, I was like, okay, you know, this is it. Something's happening to me, you know. So I knew I was in the right place. And, you know, I had previously had surgery on that foot. So, you know, I knew that the light beams were just totally realigning me and hooking making my foot better. And it was just, that was my first experience with a call, and it was wonderful. So I wanted to share that with, especially new listeners. So I remember Ron telling us at one point in time that people do not remember their pain, and I have to say that is really, really, really true, because, you know, things were happening in my life. I was going out fast, and I could barely walk. I had to get through a graduation party, and, you know, I was always the one out there playing volleyball with everybody, and I could barely play volleyball. I could barely walk. I could barely make it up a couple stairs. My legs were in so much pain, and I did a 8-hour intensive with Ron, and, you know, I told him about the leg pain, but he said, he kind of just said, like, you know, we'll talk about that later, you know, but it was like, you know, what leg pain, you know, after the eight hours, and maybe I don't even remember the timing or whatever, but I truly did forget about my leg pain, and I just thought that was amazing, because when Ron said that, I'm like, how could somebody forget that they were in pain, you know? But it is really true. It does really happen. You just, yeah. If you're not experiencing it, and it's gone. It's just gone out of your life. So I wanted to share that with everybody.
Okay.
So should I keep going?
Ron?
I think we met you initially in person when we went to Omaha.
Yes. Yes, you did. I did travel to Omaha.
So did we.
I remember.
That was rough. Rough trip. You know, the alien clouds, filming and stuff. Unbelievable.
It was a very rough trip. But it was worth it. I knew I needed to connect, and I knew I needed to do everything. The aliens did try to make me turn around so many times, and I refused to. and I stuck it out, and I'm really glad I did because I was able to experience the light infusion chamber. And also at that time, I was experiencing a lot of vertigo and a lot of dizziness, and I remember thinking that I wasn't even going to make it home. I had like a 10-hour trip home, but it was very worth it. But I do have that on my list about having that vertigo and wanting to talk about that, but I guess I'll bring that up now because I did, I ended up, that dizziness kind of went away at that time. I kind of thought that maybe it was because of the house I was living in, had that vortex, and, you know, all these things were happening to me. But the vertigo did come back, and the dizziness came back, and it's a type of vertigo and dizziness where you get up and you just feel like I don't know if you guys remember those weeble wobbles where the weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. You know, I always felt like I was one of those, you know, but I couldn't put my finger on it. So, you know, with all the clearings that I did through the last 3 years with Ron, I was like, wow, I still got this dizziness. What's going on? Something is still there. So I timeline crashed dizziness. I still had the dizziness. I did more light infusion chamber. I still had the dizziness. And, you know, and then I thought, well, this is more dizziness than just what you experience, the rocking and the rolling when you're doing the timeline crashing. So what I ended up doing, I'm like, well, there's a missing link here. So, you know, I didn't give up. I just kept on pursuing with it, and I ended up timeline crashing, like, oh boy, how many? I did the minutes, and so I ended up timeline crashing, like, 30,000 minutes of pain and torture. And the first week I had those minutes running, I had incredible metallic taste in my mouth, and it was so strong. It was just really, really bad. But I kept doing it, and then I kept putting up the more minutes on it. And by the time I got done crashing those minutes with the pain and torture, and then I had correspondingly with that, I had another 30,000 minutes going for hexes and spells and curses. And wow, that took care of my vertigo and my dizziness. And it's gone since I did those. I was guided by my spirit to keep those minutes going as high as I could. So that my dizziness at this time is subsided. So that to me is wonderful because it's, you know, that's, to me, there's nothing worse than, you know, being dizzy and not being able to do anything about it. So actually, you know,
did you do 3,000 or more?
It was 30,000 minutes, so I was thinking it was about maybe 10,000 timelines crashed.
Okay.
But, that's what my guess was for the timelines. So it was quite a lot. I was just had to keep going with them, and it took a really, really long time. But I'm really glad that I pursued it and did it. It was one of the longest timeline crashes I did at that time. So, you know, I also wanted to talk about, I did an object clearing a couple months ago, and I was just amazed on what came up with the object clearing, and I had some questions for you, Ron, about it too, but I'm going to continue on with this. I received a bunch of used items from a family member, and, you know, the first thing that I thought of was I needed to do, you know, pull up the object clearing. You know, I grew up with a family of nine, and I had like five sisters, and, you know, I grew up with hand-me-downs, and, you know, I wish I had that object clearing way back then, you know, because I remember half the time I was like, ooh, you know, I don't want to wear this. This feels horrible, you know. And, you know, so I was always labeled with, you know, I always had this label on me that I was never satisfied, and I always, you know, was complaining about things. But I think I was just feeling things other people weren't feeling. But the object clearing, I was just totally amazed with it because I started clearing these items, and it didn't matter if it was new or used, but, you know, I would clear the item, and then I thought it would be my imagination because the items would just change so drastically from, you know, doing the 5 minutes, and then I would pick up the item, and it would feel like feathers in my hands, no matter what the item was. It was the change that took place, and it was just amazing. So I said to myself, okay, you know, I did all these items of clothes, and I started thinking, okay, well, you know what? I have these emergency lights going on in my car for no reason, you know, and I just had some brake work done, you know, maybe I should go out there and do an object clearing on my car. I took my computer outside, and I did every wheel with it. I did every tire. I opened the hood. I did the engine. And when I did the engine, I could actually see the face of the previous owner. It was like, wow, this is really interesting. You know, I'm like, oh, is he still corded to my car? You know, and that was a question I had, Ron. You know, when you do a clearing from the object clearing, can it be decoding other people's energies also?
Yeah, I don't see why it couldn't. Yeah, very good observation. So yeah, you could be getting rid of the energetic cording. Yeah, I think you hit upon something there. Very, very good. Because what you're getting rid of. Because that person would be corded, because they're cording the object. And so when you do an object clearing, naturally you're getting rid of the energy from the object. So you may, you know, like you said, if you're sensitive, you may actually feel that person's energy. So yes, that would be correct.
Okay, because, you know, as I continued, you know, to do the car, I thought about that, but then I went from my car, and actually it was really, really interesting because the lights went off, you know, the alarms were going off for no reason, and that all stopped because I thought that I was going to have to take it back in for servicing, but I didn't have to take it back in for servicing after I did the object clearing. So that was really cool. saved me a lot of money. So from those thoughts, Ron, I went and I started using it on, you know, this little cabin that I'm living in. You know, there was so much dark energy in here when I moved into it. And so, you know, I did the garage door, and I actually started feeling the energies off of the two teenagers that used to live here. Because they were car people, you know, race car drivers and stuff. There was a lot of stuff going on in that garage. So I cleared the garage door, and I cleared it with, I believe, the psychic attack on it, and I was feeling the previous owners of the house as energies leave. So I'm like, wow, this is really interesting. So I did my picture window, you know, for psychic attack. Then I started feeling the older people. I started feeling the lady who lived here, I started feeling her presence. So I took it into my bathrooms. I did the object clearings on the toilet and the sink and the tub. I took it upstairs into a bedroom, did the object clearing on the ceilings. And then when I did the object clearing, I wrote all in on the custom box, and I did the object clearing on the floor in the bedroom. And okay, this is a G-rated show. I can't tell you what I saw there. but I actually was feeling releases from the previous owners and, you know, their activities that used to go on in the bedroom. And I'm like, wow, this is really, must be really, really heavily corded to this house. So I was just totally amazed by what I was doing with the object clearing. You know, I felt like I was releasing the previous owners' energies off this house also. So, you know, I thought that was really, really great. And I just don't know if anybody else has thought about using the object clearing in that way.
Yeah,
but
let's do a sample of that for people. Let's do a sample of the object clearing. And that could also be something Let's see. We'll do this a little differently, or just talk about it just briefly. Let's say that somebody had, let's say that they were a beer drinker, right? And they always had a keg in their living room. And so in that spot, it would carry the energy of that object connected to your floor. Now, if the person moved out and the keg was moved, then that area would still have the energy of the keg there as an object, even though it's not there. Let's do this, because it would be an invisible energy. So let's look at the situations where possibly maybe somewhere in your house you walk and you trip all the time, or you're always banging to a door, not knowing why. Well, maybe you're seeing an energy there on the floor and your body's walking around the energy, and it makes you go really close to the door jamb or something, and you hit it. So let's try that. So that, I'm sure everybody out there has something going on in their house that's similar to that. We're just, if you walk into a room and you kind of like walk around stuff, not knowing why. So here we go. Releasing that energy. So you need to think of a place that just doesn't make you feel quite right. So one, two, oh man, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, everybody, just see how that location feels. And like Janice said, clearing things, it puts it back into a neutral state. So whatever you have, naturally, as you're dealing with the cause and effect mind energies, you're actually imprinting everything that you touch. If you have a good day one day, you're putting, say, good vibes into something. It's still not neutral, but they would be good to you and make you feel happy when you put on a shirt that you had on, or a sweater or something, or jacket, and maybe you had a really nice experience that night. And then maybe you have some other clothing where you had an awful experience, and you look at it and you don't want to put it on again, let's just say that you're in the dating mode, right? So you go out on a date and you have a great time and you're wearing your purple whatever, okay? And then, you have other things that you went out on dates with, and maybe it was, let's just say brown, okay? So when you go to your closet not up to put something on, you tend to go toward the purple as opposed to the brown, because the brown, as you look at it, oh, yeah, that's when I dated Harry, Octopus Harry or something, And so you go, that's for the women, And so...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but anyway. So you look at that and you go, oh, no, that's bad. I don't want to wear that. Well, it's because it has the energy of that that date on it, So you may want to do that clearing. So whatever you touch, according to your mindset, will have the energy on it. So you may want to go through and do some object clearings to your clothing. Maybe you're in trauma. Maybe you're on the subway and you have a lot of trauma on the subway. Maybe somebody starts yelling in one of the subways or something, in the one of the cars and freaks you out or something. And now you don't really want to put the thing on because it carries the energy, but you don't know about that. So anyway, just kind of relating to that a little differently. And also in your house, you may have a location that you don't want to go into. And dogs and cats know about these things. Hmm. So if you want to know why your dog or cat doesn't want to go into a room, it's because something's going on in there that they can see and you don't, and they're probably wiser than you. So back to you, I guess, Janice.
Ron, you mentioned the example of the object clearing.
Okay. So here we go. Think of an object that you have that you want to have cleaned out, and we'll clear that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and just going a little further with that, let's just say that you're cooking and you have a knife and you accidentally cut your finger with a knife. Well, that knife's going to have that energy on it of cutting you. So you could look at it and say, gee, whenever I pick that knife up, it feels like it wants to repeat what I went through when I cut myself. Well, you may want to clear that, okay? So I guess back to you, ladies.
Well, thank you for getting rid of that keg in my living room. I was halfway between the living room and the kitchen. I was when you just said the words, I got the chills, and it made total sense with the people that used to live here. But I did have another question about the Ajna clearing, Ron. I didn't read the directions before I started using it. So, I started reading, in the drop-down box, there's 20, 21 maybe different things that we can use for the predetermined types. And so I'm thinking, psychic attack looks good. When you do a release of the entities, is it actually, or repellent, I should say, is it actually releasing the entities before it turns it to neutral? Is that how it works?
Yes, it has to get rid of that energy first, yes. That is
okay,
correct.
And then if it had an alien or the off-parasite ones, the same thing. Well, when I first started using it, I was thinking, oh, boy, this looks good, this looks good, this looks good. And I was doing it all on one object. So what was I doing to that object if I did, like, 3 or 4 different clearings on it?
Well, you're probably making it feel much better. Probably loved it.
Okay, because I thought, oh, no. And then as I was working on it, I was reading it, and every time I would clear an object, I was yawning and yawning and yawning and clearing it. And so it wasn't doing any harm to it. I mean, I was, because I think it
all
just...
All you can do is send it peace and more peace. And it could go into other areas that you know nothing about as it comes up. So the first clearing may clear out the first layer, which is the most predominant one with energy on it. And there could possibly be something buried a little deeper in it. By doing it the second time or third time, it might make it feel a little better. I would say the first time through, it would probably get rid of 95% of it, if not all of it. But you could do it some more. It can't hurt it.
Okay, wonderful. Because I wanted to share, too, that the electrician that was doing work on the place, I didn't trust at all. But he put in these electric smoke detectors and hooked them all up, and I just had this really, really bad feeling about them. So I actually unhooked one of them, but I took my computer to each smoke detector and did a clearing on those also, because I just felt like they were very invasive to what they were, and it cleared the energy off of them. It was great. So I wanted to share that. I'm trying to think of, I had my notes here. I had, I think we pretty much cleared it. I think what amazed me, yes?
Oh, while you're looking through your notes, I did want to mention that I feel like you've gotten people interested now in the clearing objects with the energy, clearing off the object's energy around us. And I did want to mention what you're using, the clearing that you're using. It's called the actual name of it's called the Personal Divine Light Code Object Activation. And you've been using the 4 steps that are in it. It can also be used for liquids. And there's some specific instructions in there, which is very clear and well written. Can actually read it before you buy it, and the cost of the clearing is pretty inexpensive. It's $10 for 7 days, and you can do an unlimited amount of objects within the week. So it's pretty good clearing and can really do the job. And it's been really great hearing how you've seen the before and the after and the invisible. And then you've noticed that it was gone after you've done the object clearing, and it cleared a lot more than you thought it was going to. So pretty powerful clearing, divine object activation. It puts light codes into the objects, neutralizes the energy. And Ron did give us a sample, so maybe those who are listening now can feel the difference in the object that they had in mind when he did the sample. Okay, Janice, I just wanted to interject that before we moved on to maybe your another part of your questions to Ron. Go ahead, back
well,
to
I
you.
Well, I really appreciate that, Kathy, because that was great. But I'm thinking, are we kind of like running out of time here? I know this is a light trip night, so I don't, you know, I've got a list
here,
but
I... Do you have another quick question for Ron? Because we can go to the light trip at 15 till.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if it's going to be quick, but I'm really happy to be able to share my experiences with that object clearing, because it was just, to me, was just really unbelievable when I started actually feeling the decording of the, you know, previous owners of, you know, the house and of the garage and of the car, and, you know, of, you know, my sister, you know, gave me some items, and, you know, when she first would hand them to me, you know, I could sense that there were thousands of entities on it, you know, on the, and, you know, after doing the clearing, you know, I could literally know that the entities would be gone and that I was okay and safe to use, you know, the whatever it was, the purse or the clothes or, you know, whatever she was giving to me. So very, very, very happy with that clearing, Ron. Really quick, I know I would be switching gears here, but, you know, I spent the last year pretty much, you know, recreating my life, knowing that I needed to, knowing that I had to give up everything that I was doing before because I was working in the light of the darkness, you know, even though I thought that I wasn't. But I knew in my heart that, you know, your words were the truth and this was the truth. And, you know, I started to get back and I, you know, like I said, my pain was gone. You know, I could start exercising and dancing and doing things again without feeling pain. But what would you suggest, Ron? It's been a while since I visited my billboard. Do you see anything on my billboard that, you know, I kind of feel like I'm invisible up here in my new area? You know, I kind of feel like I can walk through a store and really feel invisible. I'm really trying to get myself back to where, okay, you know, I've been living alone here. I've been feeling very comfortable with being by myself. You know, I've been, I can do this, but I don't want to do it for the rest of my life and the rest of the time that I'm here on the planet with you guys. You know, so what would you suggest of, you know, getting back into, you know, finding some heart-centered people who, you know, who want to be in peace, you know, because everybody lives in duality. It's just, it's kind of been a struggle, and I don't know where to go from here.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a good one. Yeah, your billboard does look like it is, you know, pretty peaceful. You might, you know, you probably have on there that you want to be maybe like a homebody or be alone or something. So you may want to venture out and say you want to meet, you know, maybe meet friends that are more in the now or something, you know. That's kind of what I would look at, because you want people to be...
When I tell myself...
You want to meet humans, number one, okay? That's the first thing.
Right.
So you want to find the 10% that are human, and then from there you want to have people that are human that are more in peace. That's what I would probably put down.
Okay.
Something like that, and move toward that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And thank you for this opportunity to help me celebrate my 3 years with you guys.
Okay, you're very welcome. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. This only works live on the programs that you're listening to live on the date that we're having them. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship. You can bring up your pets and animals, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we're going up. So you're going to feel your body change. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we're there now. And we'll go into the hot tub room right off the bat to get some detoxification. And you may start to feel a little better with that room. And then we have some requests here. So we'll go into, let's see here. We'll go into the room that has the deer energy. So here comes the deers. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, a second room here, and request your healing. Go into the rainbow waterfall room. And this is a very, very nice room to be in. Very comforting. So here comes this energy. Stronger. 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 And stronger. And we'll go into the room with the mountains and the trees. And here we go. And sort of like the rainforest also. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. I have a request to see the unicorns. So here we go in this room. And again, request your one healing that you're choosing in each room. So unicorns, here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we'll go into the butterfly room. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the room with the very, very large sunflowers. They're probably higher than you are as far as how high they are on their stems. And they're probably wider than you, too, and maybe wider than your body length. They're very, very large. There's also the big bumblebees in there. We can ride on them and go visiting the sunflowers. So here we go. Request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into a room that has a lot of sunshine. So if you like sunshine, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Go into two more rooms. You'll go into one which has the orange disc, and there's one that you stand on, one above your head. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And next we'll go into a room that has the white light. And again, there's the white light disc, one above you, one below you. Here it comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do the room with the ponies and the dolphins. So here we go, one, two, three, four, and five. Last room we're going into is the food court room, where we can get special nutrients that we need. And here we go, going into this room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I want to see the room with the frogs, so well, that'll be the last room here. We'll go into the frog room here. We can hear them croaking and singing to us. Here we go. So one, they also land on our body and do healing. So if you're having a frog on your chest looking at you, croaking away, and you're feeling healing energy going through your body. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, we'll come back now to So we're coming back down, and you're going to feel the room change as you come into the earthly time here, as opposed to being in source time, which is none. But here we go, coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Wow, it was a wonderful trip to the Creation Lightship, as always. And please keep in mind, if you're listening to an archive, that the healings won't work for you. However, you'll get to learn about the Creation Lightship visits, the healing doctors that are there, the areas, and feel some incredible peace energy, which is what I'm feeling right now. And so thank you for that, Ron, and all of us on the fast chat who were listening seem to appreciate having some of those rooms, especially the sunshine room. That was for those people, I guess, who were missing the sun and can't wait for spring. So I wonder if Janice is still on the line. I didn't hear her hang up. Okay, so probably not, but there's some comments that came up while Janice was speaking about the object clearing, Ron, if I can go back to that for a few minutes.
That sounds great.
Okay. Well, first of all, some people commented how diligent she was in doing those high numbers in the timeline crashes, high numbers of timeline crashes and the minutes. And that she really got the results that she was looking for. So that speaks highly of Janice's ability to really hang in there. And to make the clearings work, that's what it takes sometimes. So people notice that, and they appreciate hearing what other people have to do to get that to work for them. For everyone's different. I think sometimes the deeper the issue, the more the timeline crash. But what Janice said a couple of times was that her spirit guided her, or she was tuned in to what she needed, what her body needed, and she followed that voice, and she got the results. And Ron has provided these amazing tools through these online clearings on the creationlightship.com website. So some people were looking for the personal object activation clearing, so I'll just mention here, for now and for future listeners, that clearing is easily found on the left side of the Home Again page, on the bottom part of the left side. It's called Personal Object Activation. So you don't have to search for it. You can just click right there on that link, and it'll take you right to it, and you can have fun reading all the information about it. It really is very motivating to hear Janice's experience on the use of that clearing, and I don't think I've ever heard anyone use it so extensively. And I think it's a really great idea and something that needs to be done for myself, especially if we've moved somewhere or someone's given us something. And Janice, she was given some clothes, and she could feel entities and cording to the clothes. And she used the object clearing to remove those. So here's the question, Ron. If we are given something, let's say it's an object of clothing like Janice got, can we also clear out some of the energy by putting it through the washing machine?
Yes, you could do that also, uh-huh. But there are something.
But will it clear everything?
More than likely it could, yes, uh-huh, or, you know, I'd say probably over 95% when you put water on it. But you may have something that you can't wash, you know?
Yeah.
So for that, the object clearing could help you. You know, I got a good thing. Let's talk about your mattress, right? That's an obvious thing. You change your bed sheets and stuff, but what about your mattress? And what's that holding? So you may want to do an object clearing on your mattress, or maybe your favorite couch or chair that you sit in, because you don't know what's lurking there. Even though it's your energy, it may hold something that, from the past that somehow is again creeping up on you. Let's just say that you were sick or something, and you're sitting in your favorite chair, and then you get well, and then you sit back into it again, and all of a sudden, you know, there's a problem, and you start getting sick again, maybe in a few months, not knowing why. Well, maybe that chair is reinforcing, you know, your situation that you're dealing with from the past. So that's kind of how you may want to look at it. So that's just another way of checking out things. But your mattress is what everybody has, and you may want to clear that. So that's what I'm saying, you know, is give that a clearing. I think it's like a dollar. You may want to try that and maybe just work on one room in your house of different places, locations. And so the object clearing, since that's an object, is one thing. The space clearing kind of clears the room out, the energy in the room. But I don't know how well it's going to work with objects, okay? It may cross over into that. But, you know, I would try the object clearing and just see what happens. You know, just try doing your mattress this evening and just see what it does. Have a really nice sleep tonight because of that. Oh,
Ron, okay, that's a good idea. I'll try that. Also, Janice mentioned taking her computer to the various places that she wanted cleared, such as her car, for her car's dashboard light that we're on. And I wondered if you could recommend we do that, if you thought that was absolutely necessary.
Well, I have heard one person who had an old car, and whenever it would give them trouble, they would do a clearing on it, and it would start to run better. You know, they knew that it did it, and they would do that. To an average person, they would think, well, yeah, uh-huh. But this person would do that, and the car would keep running. And when they'd go to the mechanic, they'd say, drove your car for how long like this, you know? Like, it was like almost an impossible thing for the car to run in that condition. So it's I've heard a lot of strange things, and that could be one of them, we'll say. And you never know what you don't know.
Well, I think it was a good idea for Janice to do that because, after all, she saved herself, she said, who knows how much money in mechanical repairs. It could have been anything in her car that was causing that light to go off, and it could have been expensive, real expensive.
Yes.
So I think that the $10 investment in the object clearing and somehow getting your computer or even your tablet over to where the object is for maximum exposure to the light being probably what you'd recommend, huh, Ron?
Yes. You never know what you don't know, like I said.
Right.
So, you know, if you just want to have some fun someday and try something, you may want to do that. And, you know, it could unlock something for you that's been clogged up that you know nothing about, and all of a sudden things start working great for you. So, you know, it's just very interesting to hear people talk about their clearings and how good they work and you know, things that happen, which really, the clearing is really not designed to do some of these things, but it does it. And so it just, you know, I find it, you know, interesting and fascinating of what the clearings can do for people. That's kind of what I'm saying, you know, here. It's kind of like, I mentioned this off and on, time's running out, but, you know, a person went into the chamber first time and wanted to know what it could do. He said, well, just go in there and make you kind of relax. He went in there and his back or neck went into place. That's been out for 10 years. Wow, you know, this is really
wow.
So, you know, for him, that was something that's bugging him, bothering him for 10 years, and light beam fixed him instantly.
Wow.
10 minutes. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Well, looks like our time is kind of ending here. Yes, it is ending.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry we didn't get to everyone's questions or comments, but some people are thanking Janice for being there these last few years, and she's helped other people a lot by sharing so much, and she's given them lots of clues on how to use the clearings. So Marcy and other people are thanking you, Janice, as I am also, for being a sponsor tonight. It was really great to hear your experiences. And we appreciate anybody else who'd like to sponsor and share as well. You're welcome to come on the program, pre-arranged with Ron.
Okay, everybody, so blessings. Hopefully you're on the call tomorrow, the 8-hour call, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, and we'll get rid of some of those alien critters that are lurking inside and around you, on you. So thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming on tonight. Thank you, Kathy. See you later, everyone. Blessings.
Good night.